Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, you're going to need to stick around because we hit two bits that Kelly dislikes immensely.
You love to torture me, don't you? Well, two listeners said they love this bit, so you're like, let's roll with it.
That's all we need. That's all we need.
Okay.
Plus, is it too early for a rebound if you broke up this past weekend?
Yeah, Aaron needs some advice. And then we get an update from Carrie, who is considering meeting her ex, who dumped her twice, for coffee.
All that in the podcast.
Enjoy.
Ben and Kelly.
So I stopped by the St. James Arts Festival over the weekend. Just real quick, it was one of those like things where we had a little window of time and it was, hey, we should go walk around, see what's going on. It's been a couple years since I've gone. So it was, nice weather, all that stuff. A lot of cool food vendors, but then, you know, art, and I'm going through and it's one of those things where you kind of get sucked in. And you're in the moment, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, we could use that.
Or we could buy that. Need that.
Right.
We need it.
We need this. And, you know, obviously, if you've ever been, it's there in Old Louisville. It's every year. It's a weekend full of a ton of art booths. There's music. There's food. There's all sorts of stuff. But I was walking through and, you know, you run the gamut of like, you know, $20,000 pieces of art just sitting there in a tent.
You nod and walk on.
Yes, you go, huh? Yes, oh, very nice, very
yes,
nice.
Yes.
Or then you get to a booth and you're like, you know what? I need these cats playing in a toilet.
100%.
And so you do.
Yes.
You buy the print of
that's
cats.
That's not something I need, but
playing
that's
in a toilet.
Yes.
Yeah, because
and
what
that
else?
Goes in the bathroom, right?
Absolutely, it does.
Yes, that's bathroom art.
Now, this is going to have to rotate with my current piece of art that's in there that is a pigeon reading a book with monocles, with a monocle eyeglass on that says, How to Poop on People.
And oh, that's fun.
Yes, exactly. So it's going to have
That's great. That's along the same lines as what I have. We have a picture of a toothbrush and a toilet paper roll talking to each other. And the toothbrush says, I hate my job. And the toilet paper roll says, oh, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So it's going to have...
That's perfect bathroom art.
Right. It's going to have to rotate between that and that. And so, you know, it's those things where you're just kind of walking around and you're like, oh, I need that. I need
that. That speaks to you.
And then pretty soon you're just sitting there going, and now that it's everything is cashless, you start getting the emails later and you're like, oh, I spent more money than I thought.
Oh, yeah, I did buy that. Oh, I bought that too.
I bought that too. But yeah, no worries.
But you're supporting artists.
Yeah, for sure.
And
for
that's
sure.
How you justify it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your weekend good?
An artist. Yeah. I don't remember what we did.
All right. Great story.
We decorated. We decorated. We got the spider is back. So we have this kind of signature Halloween decoration that we didn't put out last year because my husband couldn't figure out the web.
So was the
so we just didn't do
outcry
it.
In the neighborhood because you didn't put it up so great that
oh,
you're
I'm
like,
sure.
We have to figure it
secretly,
out.
Secretly, nobody said anything. But oh. I, for us
sure.
And our family, we felt like it wasn't finished.
Right.
Like we didn't do our very best.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't put our best foot forward. We had like the big like rope web that
yeah.
extends mm-hmm. from the roof down into the yard. Just got tangled. Couldn't figure it out.
Gotcha.
Had a tantrum and then just, that was that last year. And this year she lives again.
Ah.
Crawling out of my son's room.
Ah, look at that.
Down on the roof to her web.
Is that going to be a way for your son to sneak out of the house?
No, that would not support him. Yeah. And that would be, that's a little bit of a drop. I would not recommend it. So yeah, he could just walk out the basement door. I'm not going to tell him that though.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, time for some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this fun trophy and bragging rights. It's brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club.
I feel as though you hold the trophy because of your grandma's skirt.
Yeah, absolutely, always. Okay, losers go first. Kelly, that's you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Went into a pet shop and said, can I buy a goldfish?
Okay.
I said, do you want an aquarium? Said, I don't care what star sign it is.
Oh. Okay. You know, Kelly, my uncle once told me, if you love what you do, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. He loved being unemployed.
That's great. Absolutely. What a great gig if you can get it.
Right?
I don't think it pays well, though. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Accidentally rubbed ketchup in my eyes.
Oh, no.
Now I have Heinz sight.
Ah, yes. Better than Hunt's sight, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what's better than enchiladas?
What is better than enchiladas?
N plus one enchiladas.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
An invisible man married an invisible woman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know what they saw in each other. Their kids were nothing to look at either.
Oh, rough, rough.
Wah, wah.
So I entered an astronomy competition the other day.
You did?
Yeah, didn't come in first.
Oh, that's shocking.
Yeah, I got a constellation prize.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Geography teacher asked if I could name a country with no R in it.
Okay.
I said, no way. No way.
Oh, Norway. Got it.
Really? Took you that long? Took you that long?
Hey, Kelly, what does Vegas have a shortage of melons?
Why does Vegas have a shortage of melons?
Because melons can't elope.
Okay. Safer than what I thought you were going to do with that.
Oh, okay.
Safer. Safer.
All right. Family program, Kelly.
You know I'm outdoorsy?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm outdoorsy. My favorite outdoor activity? Getting my packages at the door and bringing them inside.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a dog with no legs?
What do you call a dog
Nothing,
with no
it legs?
Nothing.
It won't come when you call it anyway.
Oh, wow. Savage. Savage.
Poor,
savage.
Poor little guy.
Hey, Ben.
Yes?
Walk with me. Mahatma Gandhi, as you know, walked barefoot most of the time, which produced an impressive set of calluses on his feet.
Okay.
He also ate very little, which made him rather frail. And with his odd diet, he suffered from bad breath. This made him a super calloused, fragile mystic hexed by halitosis.
Wow. Impressive.
Thank you.
Kelly, my grandma hates it when I show up to her workplace.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But in my defense, it's the only strip club in town. I couldn't even get through it.
But that makes sense when you look at how your grandma plays Monopoly.
My grandma took me down.
Riff reference last week for that joke.
All right, enjoy the trophy.
Grandma!
Grandma. The only one.
Are we going to title this episode Grandma's Job? I think we should.
Grandma's Job. All right, there it is. You laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX.
Good one.
Thank you. What's the largest parking ticket or speeding ticket you've ever received? I mean, you're not a hardened criminal, Kelly, so yours is probably not that high.
I think the last time I got pulled over, I was pregnant on my way to Tumbleweed with Jake in the belly.
Yeah, so that would have been 16 years ago.
16 years ago, yeah. Yeah. And I think I got a warning, so...
So you didn't even get a ticket?
No.
I think the highest I've ever gotten was like $200 something, like $200-something dollars, you know, with court fees and everything that you pay.
Oh,
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, if you want to show up in court, you don't have to pay these fees. But if you don't, and you just want to plead guilty, then here are the fees. And then you're like, yeah, I'm not going to drive all the way to court in Ohio for this. So anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting hit with a $20,000 parking fee, then you're doing okay.
Wow.
He's Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, he spent 27 minutes in the Denver International Airport parking garage.
Oh, goodness.
should have been $7.
Yeah.
Here's Jim talking about it.
After dropping off my wife, went through the parking gates as usual. This was the ticket that I got. It shows I entered the West Garage. I arrived at 1:34 p.m. on October the 2nd, 2025.
Okay, 2025, October the 2nd. That doesn't seem right.
As the gate was opening, I heard the Chase Bank notification that $19,824 had been charged to Denver parking. Something alerted the system to the fact that I had arrived on June the 6th, and they were charging me for that entire time.
Okay, so the mix-up was they think that he actually was there since June, when in reality, he was only there for about 27 minutes.
Why do they think that?
So apparently, this is what the parking system said. There was an error. It confused Jim's license plate with another car's because the plates were nearly identical, differing by only a single character, a B in place of an 8. And I guess you could confuse a B and an 8, right?
Okay.
Jim and his wife said that they were fortunate enough to have the credit available on their credit card to absorb the 19 grand hold while waiting for their refund, but could have been very problematic and shut things down for anybody else.
Could you even imagine?
I mean, that hit, you're like, gah!
Whoa.
I mean, like, what's the largest charge you've ever seen on your credit card?
I'm hoping if they had, like, Chase, maybe they got, like, a fraud alert.
Well,
like,
that's
an unusual purchase.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he got the notice that $19,824 had been charged from the Denver International Airport. And
did they label it fraud initially, or did they just said, oh, here's your withdrawal?
Yeah, I don't know what the credit card company identified it as, but they notified him, and that's when he got the notification. That's when he contacted the airport, and they kind of tracked down the error and figured it out. And I guess
it was Chase. Okay, yeah,
this has happened more than once at this airport.
Are you serious?
Yeah, people.
Oh boy,
like cars have been.
Their system's not done.
It's not perfect. Yeah, I was gonna say it's not perfect. Like there have been others who have been pinched. Now, you know, they say, look, in the grand scheme of things, you know, hundreds of thousands of cars go in and out of this airport parking like every single day and week.
Yeah.
And four have happened here in the past year or so. So
how different is their system? Don't they get like a ticket and then you feed the ticket into the machine when you leave? And why are they using like cameras?
Well, I think that's what it is. It's cameras that are identifying your license plate when you roll in.
Let's go back to tickets.
Yeah, maybe
I think
it's
tickets
just
work
tickets.
Better.
Yeah. So again, I don't know if you
I'd be reexamining that system.
Yeah, I don't know if you have a shock of seeing a charge on your credit card to the tune of about 20 grand, but Jim did.
That would make my heart drop big time.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd be on the horn immediately.
Would you immediately like call your husband and be like, "What did you do?"
I would immediately call the bank and be like, what is this? Charge that.
Yeah,
I didn't authorize it. What's happening?
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. It was a Taylor Swift weekend in more ways than one. For one, her movie, the official release party of A Showgirl, the number one movie over the weekend at the box office. $33 million in theaters.
Yeah.
Her album, obviously, number one, sold 2.7 million in the first day. Several singles. It just absolutely is full in the top Spotify playlist. It's chock full of all of her songs from the life of a showgirl. The last time this happened where the single, the album, and the movie by one artist were number one, you got to go back to Prince.
Prince.
Do you remember Prince?
Yes.
Prince I believe that would have been what? Purple Rain, something like that?
Probably.
Yeah, so single, album, and movie. The last time an artist did that. So that would have been the 80s. For those of you.
Wow.
So it's been a long time, over 40 years since someone has done that. Taylor Swift rolls in. Now, there are people that are like, hey, you know what? A lot of her songs sound a lot like other songs. Like, I thought the beginning of The Fate of Ophelia kind of sounded like maybe a Coldplay song. You know, with the little bit of the, I guess the piano, you can listen to it. Like, I guess I don't know, maybe not. But I thought it was like Coldplay-esque. But the relation that a lot of people are drawing conclusions to are, hey, was it the did Max Martin do Jonas Brothers Cool as well?
Oh, this sounds very similar.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people are thinking, okay, this is almost identical with The Life of a Showgirl and Jonas Brothers' 2019 song, Cool. Here, listen to this. Okay, so beginning is going to be both songs at the same time, all right?
Okay.
No speed difference, no nothing. The key and the beat, you're going to notice, it's exact. Then both hooks, one at a time, and the hand claps in both. Well, here, just listen.
I'm feeling so cool. Top to the bottom, just cool.
Jonas Brothers, obviously.
Everything I do. Damn it, I'm feeling so cool. Yeah.
Her name was Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, hey, thank you for the lovely bouquet.
That's exactly. Ooh. I know, right?
But you don't know the life of a soul girl.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow.
Both choruses stacked together there. Yeah, so that is Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl with Sabrina Carpenter.
Like, there could be a lawsuit.
And Jonas Brothers Cool.
Well, similarities.
I was going to say, if it's the same producer, it's that they, she, that, no, Jonas Brothers don't have a shot for that or whatever. But yeah, I mean, and who knows, maybe she,
well, not that they would, sampled. But I'm saying that there have been other lawsuits brought for very similar sounding songs before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ed Sheeran had to go to court and show to the judge that there are only so many chords in the musical scale, and so they are going to be sampled and things like that.
And a lot of times it's more like unknown artists that are bringing those lawsuits, but, you know, I wouldn't expect that from the Jonas Brothers anyway.
What?
They're cool with Taylor. Like, they wouldn't come after Taylor and be like, hey, you stole our song.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. But yeah, from front to back, the entire album is pretty good. I got a chance to listen to the entire thing. And then obviously everybody who came out to the movie premiere on Saturday, thank you for coming out. That was super cool to see everybody dressed in their Life of a Showgirl, dress, and the kids dressed up. And then Gigi's Cupcakes had little cupcakes inspired by Life of a Showgirl with the orange icing and a little blue jewel on top. Super cute. But yeah, that was, it was Taylor's weekend. We were all just kind of renting space.
Well, I know you've always been a huge Swiftie, but there is some controversy with this album, with some of the lyrics in some of the songs. Like, they're racy. So if you've got a young fan, search for the clean versions. I don't know if you just buy the album, just let it fly without being warned. There are some very racy, not safe, kind of lyrics.
Yeah. I mean, she's done, she has less swear words in this album than other albums.
Yeah.
Like, her other albums have had more swear words, like, you know, traditional swear words in them than this. But yeah, I mean, you know, hey, she's living life. She's not writing songs for, you know, 12-year-olds.
Right, but there are many of those that are Swifties.
Yeah, of course.
So those parents need to be forewarned.
I mean, you know, Tate McRae, Sabrina Carpenter, they're all doing that.
All of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes,
you know.
Like parents need to be forewarned about those artists, that they are celebrating their womanhood and all
yes,
the things.
Celebrating their womanhood,
that.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, it's everywhere. We are, we've got it all up, WDJX.com. She's got her new music video up as well, and that's on WDJX.com. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
If you have a middle schooler, as I do, or are around them on a regular basis, you've probably been on the struggle bus with figuring out the slang.
Okay.
One middle school teacher in Michigan kind of leaned into it in the best way. Her name's Taryn. She teaches choir to sixth graders in Michigan, decided to have them write a song about 6-7.
Okay.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
Did I hear a skibbity in there, too?
Skibbity, yes, yes.
Okay.
It's kind of great. So she said, you know, it's not a battle I wanted to fight. There's a lot of, you know, teachers that get irritated by it. So I might as well use it to my advantage. Let's embrace it and make it funny. So figured, you know what? I'll get the kids invested in class a little bit if I kind of put the onus on them. All right. Write a song about your little language.
That's
kind of catchy.
Yep.
It's kind of catchy. And even like the Today Show has been doing like this series of What's the Kids Say? And trying to break down several of these terms, 6-7 being one of them, which apparently we guess kind of came from like a movie line or something, became a meme, doesn't really have a meaning. If you're wondering, what does that mean? Because I literally asked my daughter this question, what does that mean?
Right.
And she was just like, it's for me to know, not for you to find out.
Which means she doesn't know.
Yes. And also that it has no meaning. So you can see that video, by the way, at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar, our injury lawyers.
Okay, how about a little group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Aaron, in quote, says, Ben and Kelly, I'm not really sure what to do right now. I was in a relationship for a little over 3 years, and it ended this past weekend.
Yeah. Ooh.
Honestly, I'm crushed. I've never had a relationship this long before, and I don't really know what the best way to get past it is. So here's where I probably will get roasted by the ladies. Is it way too soon to get on the dating apps? I admit I've already thought about it. I really did love my girlfriend, and it sucks going through this, but I'm not looking for another relationship right now. I just need something to get my mind off her, you know? So I want to know, especially from the women, how much of a red flag is it if a guy is fresh off a breakup and still goes out with someone? Like, is that an instant nope, or is it not as big of a deal as I'm thinking? Thanks for the advice. Love your show, by the way.
I think it's got to be a, you know, it's not going to be an issue as long as you are upfront with your intentions.
Okay.
Like, you know,
just,
you know what I mean?
For some fun.
Yeah.
Not anything serious.
Yeah, you're like,
cool with that.
Hey, look, just got out of a long relationship. Just wanting to take it slow right now. You know, not trying to do anything serious.
Does he put that in the profile? I don't know if we
do. I don't think he does that.
Because, okay, well, then isn't that
entrapment?
A little deceptive? Yes. Because I feel like you're Opal Man, right?
Yeah.
And then you go on a date,
sure.
And then that's when you spring it on them. They're like, oh, well, this was a waste of my time.
Well,
because
how
a lot
many
of people are on dating apps to find a person.
Yeah. But also, there are a lot of people on dating apps just to find a person for now.
Okay, so what are the best dating apps to find the for now people?
Okay.
Maybe that's what we need to do, is make sure that we're steering him into the right pond for those kinds of fish right now.
Interesting. Okay. 502-795-1997. What's your take on this? What's your story about this?
Have you been through this?
Yeah.
Work? What's a good, maybe we need a little how-to guide to get over a breakup,
mm-hmm.
and kind of the steps to take to kind of heal his heart and not leave a wake of casualties behind him, too.
A wake of casualties.
Right? We have to consider that.
Sure. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories with group therapy coming up. All right, so Aaron's just wanting to know, when's it a good time to get back up on the wagon? Dating wagon, that is. Listen, he just got out of a 3-year relationship this past weekend.
And he's already wanting to jump back in the saddle.
He's got the itch.
Temporarily.
He's got the itch.
He just want nothing serious, just a little rebound girl. Is that a bad thing, he's asking?
Yeah, and also wondering, is that an immediate red flag? I said, hey, as long as you're up front with just saying that's all you're looking for, I don't see an issue with it.
But then I said, do we put that in our dating profile? And you said,
No, I don't think so. You'll get to that eventually. Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew, the love doctor. Listen, he calls our show all the time. He's not a real doctor, but he does have a great relationship advice. Now,
he's our doctor.
Yeah. You've been through this.
Yeah, I've been through it. 2-year relationship. Ended very abruptly. Not the way that I wanted it to go. You know, all the same things. Your crush, blah, blah, blah. I get it. There's two things that need to happen. Number one, he needs to look within inside himself. If it's really something that's hurting him, get a little therapy. Kind of talk about the relationship. Kind of see maybe what he could do differently to protect himself. But as far as the dating sites go, Vince, I'm so proud of you, man. You're 100% correct. He's just got to be honest and transparent as to what he's out there looking for.
Yeah.
There are sites that are for that, absolutely. But he just got to say, hey, looking to connect with somebody. If it goes somewhere, great. If not, I'm not looking for anything serious. But he's got to be upfront from the beginning, because if he's not, he's going to do what his girlfriend did to him.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not trying to choose violence here, but we don't need to gloss over the fact that Ben, at first, when I said, do we put that in our profile that we're just looking for a temporary thing? You said no, sir.
I did. I did.
I just wanted to point that out. I didn't want to choose violence, and I just need to say.
I mean, maybe he does put a little like line in there that's just like, not looking for anything serious right now.
Not looking for a wifey right now.
Yeah.
But if you're cool to hang out and find a friendship, maybe a little more, not too much more, then maybe, is that what we say? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but
I haven't written a profile
thing,
in a while.
Yeah, but guys, here's the thing. Usually you're going to talk to the person on the phone before you go out with them.
Yeah.
Sure.
The first conversation is when you make that clear, hey, I'm just looking to right now have some fun, not looking for anything serious. That's it.
Now, see, there
okay.
you go.
Okay.
Don't you say that? The ball's in their court.
See?
Okay, that's good.
Andrew, the love doctor, he's got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the clarification.
Give him 11.
All right, see, buddy.
Absolutely. Give it 11, guys.
We did get a little suggestion on the text line.
Yeah.
Just put in the description, looking for my rebound girl.
Yeah,
that kind of says it all, doesn't it?
That's all you need, right?
That's all you need.
There are a ton of people that are like, hey, like Trina said, definitely wouldn't date anyone seriously right now. You're definitely not ready for it. It's not fair to them. But as long as you tell them you're just looking for fun, don't see anything wrong with that.
Yes.
She said best way to get over someone is to get under someone.
Trina!
Sassy!
She said, I met my now husband when I was going through my first divorce. He was going through the same thing. All right.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Lisa's feeling attacked. Women are not put on this earth to handle your baggage or be your place setting. You, sir, are a red flag and the reason most of us have given up.
Oh, gosh. Lisa!
But then I was like, okay, well, maybe there are certain ponds, though, where the women aren't looking for anything serious. And she said, I know too many women that are in that pond who are absolutely looking for something serious. They just say they're not to get in. They think they can change him.
Oh.
Yeah. So you do need to be, Aaron, I think a little cautious about that, because we don't want to hurt anybody else's
feelings.
We're emerging
feelings.
From our own feelings.
Yes, feelings.
Yes. So even though they say they're cool with that,
mm-hmm.
they may not be. They may be hoping you'll change your mind.
Well, isn't every relationship you kind of get in, you kind of think in the back of your head, maybe this is the one?
Well, yes, you start, especially if you are like truly hoping that you'll end up with someone, you kind of enter it with, let's just see where it goes.
Maybe this is the one.
Taylor says I vote Lisa as a new love doctor.
Are we getting rid of Andrew the love doctor?
No, we are not. We are not.
There's one, more than one doctor.
Or maybe Lisa the love consultant.
Okay, so are we going to call him Andrew the love consultant now?
No, I think we've already indoctrinated him as the love doctor. We bring on Lisa to the staff as the love consultant.
Okay.
We add to the staff.
Okay.
I don't think we can have too large of a staff.
Those let's who just, can't do consult?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Those who can't do teach? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
All right. All
or
right.
The love coach? We can call her love coach.
Sure. All that.
Yeah.
All right.
Lisa, the
fine.
Love coach.
Fine, 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 fine. Anyways, Aaron, good luck.
Yes.
We feel good.
Did we help at all? I don't think we did. Did we tell him to just go get therapy?
No. No.
Oh.
No,
and
get
say,
back
looking
on.
Looking for my rebound girl and
get
a profile?
Back on the hog.
Oh, all right.
That's what we're saying.
We're very bad at this.
No, we're not. We're great at this. Kelly, have more confidence in yourself. Maybe that's why you're single for so long.
Oh, wow. What?
Oh. All right.
Standards.
All right. Thank you. That is group therapy. Keep us posted, Aaron. All right. We're going to test Kelly on her dude knowledge.
Can't I just be a lifeline for someone else?
No. No, absolutely not, Kelly.
Why?
You've got to stay. No. You have got to stay on it.
Dude knowledge.
That's great. It's my favorite game. Favorite.
All right, so these are all questions that men should know. Okay? Kelly, you ready?
As ready as I've ever gonna be.
Okay. Question number one. How many minutes per side should you cook a steak on the grill?
I would say 5. We typically do 5 or 6.
Hmm.
What kind of steak are you cooking? Are you cooking like filet mignon? I'm cooking top round.
Yeah, well.
The $6 steaks.
That's fine.
That's what I'm cooking.
It doesn't matter the quality of cut, Kelly.
No, it does. It does. It does.
Kelly,
what are you saying?
It's 3 to 4 minutes per side.
Really?
Yes.
You're not cooking it enough. That's maybe if it's still mooing.
No, that's for medium.
Nope. That is rare. That's a lot of red. That's a lot of red. This is, you know what? This is subjective because it's how you like it.
Question two. You're 0 for 1.
It's 5. 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
What are you gnawing on a brick there?
Like 4 or 5 minutes, yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, I said 3 to 4. You said 5 to 6 originally. So that is incorrect. Sorry. Number two. Question two in dude knowledge. Who
We're not
is.
Gonna jive well at a cookout, are we?
Question two.
Yeah.
Who is James Hetfield the lead singer of?
Metallica.
Ah, very good. Very good. Very
good.
Why are
you not playing like Enter Sandman or something?
I don't have it queued up. All right, question three. You're doing great, Kelly.
That's great.
Got one wrong, one right. Here we go. In College Game Day, Pat McAfee and Kirk Herbstreit have a student attempt to do what for money for school?
Predict the winner. What are you talking about? They predict the winner, don't they?
They have a student attempt to kick a field goal.
Oh. Wait, didn't they have Theo Vaughn on to, like, pick the winner?
Yeah, give Theo Vaughn is not a student.
He's a celebrity.
Yes. We're talking students.
Okay. I don't ever see the student part.
Yeah, the student part. They try to kick a field goal. It's always very entertaining,
too. Also, it's
too.
On, but I'm not paying attention.
Again,
can
these are all things. These are. Yeah, sure, you can say it, Kelly. These are all things.
It's always on. I'm
know.
Just never watching.
Two incorrect, one right. Here we go. Question four. What
I hate
auto
this game. I really hate this game.
I know you much rather like to sit in the background and be a lifeline for someone.
Yes. And when I'm the lifeline, sometimes I get it right.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right, Kelly, what automaker? This should be easy. This one's easy.
Don't set it up like that. It's worse when I fail.
You'll get this right. You'll get this right. What automaker makes the Corvette?
Chevrolet. Chevy Corvette.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Give me more of those. Don't make me cook or grill.
All right. Last one, dude knowledge. Kelly, does she know her dudes?
Yeah.
Question five. What should you do to an engine before you start it for the first time?
Before you start it for the first time?
Yeah. What do you do to an engine? Every guy knows this.
Is this like...
Are you Googling it right now?
No, I'm
you
not!
You are 100% Googling it!
Do you see me Googling anything right now?
Yes, I also saw your little fingers and I heard the little clickety-clackety of your fingers!
There's no clickety-clacking! There's
you
nothing!
You are such a liar! You are a damn liar!
I'm just trying to clarify the question.
Uh-huh, and while you're typing it into Google...
I'm not typing it in! Are you talking about every day before you go drive it? What are we talking about?
What should you do to an engine? Let's say it's on a lawnmower or some sort of engine like that. What should you do to an engine before you start it for the first time?
Prime it? Is that a thing? Prime the engine? That sounds right. I was going to say, like, let it warm up. I don't know. The lawnmower helped. Thank you. Okay. I just
not exactly sure if that was 100% legit.
Just a little clarification.
All right. 3 out of 5.
You don't have the questions on the show sheet. I'm not Googling
I can't
anything.
Cheat like that.
I would.
I know you would.
If it was on there, I'd look it up before we did the game.
I know you would. Trust me. This ain't my first rodeo, Kel. This ain't my first rodeo. All right, there you are. Dude knowledge. I guess, 3 out of 5, and Kelly knows her men. So there you go. 60% at least.
All right, so we don't grill the steaks for that long?
No.
Maybe I've got it on lower heat or something. They always come out tasty.
All right, well, hey, if you like them, I guess.
I like them.
So last week we spoke to Carrie and she was dealing with a guy who has come back into her life. Actually, an ex-fiance, she said.
So years ago, I was engaged to a guy who ended up cheating on me.
That jerk!
Wow.
Sorry, that's just a reaction that I had.
Emotional response.
Yeah.
We broke up.
Yeah.
Of course. But he begged me for another chance, and against my better judgment, I let him back in.
Oh,
we were together for a couple years.
Okay, how'd that work out?
Well, eventually he broke up with me again.
Oh,
yeah. This time it was because he was moving out of state. I don't think he cheated on me that time.
Okay, not for sure, but all right. Mostly it was the move, though, with the second breakup.
I think, bad timing, the move. I wanted to stay. He wanted to move for the job.
Okay. All right. Sure. We'll give him that.
So that was 2 years ago, and I feel like I'm finally, over him.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's back in town, and he's reached out, and he wants to meet for coffee.
Okay. So that was the gist. Guy who she'd been engaged to.
Yeah.
Cheated on her. Then they got back together.
They got back together.
Yeah,
the second
exactly.
Time because he moved for a job. So was it just, it just wasn't the right time? And now maybe it is.
And that's what she was kind of worried about. Like, okay, I don't want to just completely write this guy off. Obviously, I care about him and I did care about him. And
there could be a reason the universe is bringing us back together. Do I explore that?
Yes. And so that was the big question mark with Carrie. And what did we say?
Majority of the people said don't.
You close the door.
Admitted that she'd done a lot of work on herself to get to the point where she's moved on.
Right.
And so we were just kind of pointing out that could really be ruining a lot of the work that she's done to get to this point, mm-hmm. especially when the track record hasn't been stellar.
Mm.
And I also, I was bothered by the fact that he left her the second time just for the job instead of trying to say, let's work it out long distance.
Yeah.
And that just kind of told me
he wasn't in it.
If she was somebody he couldn't live without, he wasn't going to let distance keep them apart.
Right. Okay. So she said we could call her. She had an update. So we'll give Carrie a call, see what the deal is. Coming up next. So has Carrie, our listener, reconnected with the love of her life, her fiancé?
That's why you got to say it like that. We were all saying no.
Yeah. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, this is Carrie.
Carrie. So
you did you go for coffee?
Yes. I was going to say the whole your ex-fiancé back in town. What happened? Fill us in.
So I ended up not going.
Oh.
Okay, so he had messaged you and was like, hey, I just want to take you out for coffee. Let's reconnect.
I got to be honest. I thought that despite what anybody said, you were just going to go. Because I heard it in your voice the first time we talked to you. Like, I felt like there's nothing that's going to keep her away from going. She's just got to know.
Yeah, so what changed in your mind?
We were, like, messaging. We picked a date. We were, like, leading up to it. And then I just kept, you know, my gut kept telling me, he has broke your heart twice. You are in a good place. You protect your peace. Do you really want to do this again?
Protect your peace. That's a really, really good thing to hang your hat on. Yes. You've done a lot of work to get through it. I think that's smart.
Good on you, Carrie.
I mean, I was devastated twice. Do I really want to go down that road?
Oh, man. Man, yeah, reopen a wound that's healing.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of like the one that's on my thumb that is finally healing.
Really?
But no.
Really? That's what we're doing?
Well, no. I accidentally cut my thumb a little bit when I was cooking, and it's finally to the point where it's starting to heal. But
Carrie, I'm so sorry.
But I bumped it the other day.
Nothing like wounds of the heart.
And it opened back up a little bit, and it hurt.
Oh,
and it hurt. That's what I'm saying.
Gosh.
That's what I'm saying. Look, you see it?
Yeah, I do see it. That's pretty nasty. Thanks for showing me that. Okay, Carrie, thank you.
Sorry, Carrie.
No, I think it's smart.
No, that was great.
You made the right decision.
Yes. We're happy for you.
And now I feel like the universe is going to bring you the right person who's not going to break your heart at all.
I think so, too.
Okay, keep us posted.
This is great. This is great. Thank you, Carrie.
I feel better about it.
Good.
She actually listened.
She did. This is great. And then Elizabeth is texting in all caps. Really, Benjamin Aaron? Your thumb is the same thing?
Kelly, I try to relate things to every day.
Are you sometimes trying to find something in your own life to relate to what she's going through? So she
sometimes
doesn't feel alone?
People feel like they need a connection with someone.
Oh,
and if
okay.
you weren't going through that sort of hurt, that wound, or you haven't been there yet, but you have cut your thumb like I just did.
No, she felt pretty solid.
Then maybe that is a good analogy.
Yeah.
To.
Oh, no, I don't think it was a great analogy. It wasn't a great analogy. It wasn't like that at all. But yeah, we appreciate your effort, Benji. It's sweet, though.
Yeah.
I just love that Elizabeth knows how to spell your middle name.
Yeah.
That's how you know she's an OG.
Yeah, she got it right. All right. Well, hey, thanks again, Carrie, for following up with us. And look for the future.
Yeah, I think she's good. I think now she's opening herself up to the universe, bringing her the right guy.
Yep. All right, there you go. That is our follow-up for group therapy. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's 99.7 DJX.
Good decision.
We shouldn't recommend that she and Aaron from last hour get together.
No. Okay. Nope, not the guy for her. Nope, 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 and nope. So, okay. Aaron, don't ask for her number.
Okay.
If you're still listening, no.
All right. All right. That's
Shut
all good.
Shut it down. They say the holy.
We're just trying to make those next door or ring notification posts a little bit more interesting. That's all we're doing.
We have ruined this song forever.
No.
We have.
Not forever.
We have.
So, I've really enjoyed this because I'll get the notifications like on my phone of people.
And then do you automatically hear this music in your head? Because you should.
That post in like Nextdoor. And I thought it might be kind of fun to see if we could spice it up. a teenager rang our doorbell.
Wait a minute. Are you putting on your sexy woman voice? Is this you?
maybe. Does that work?
You think like it's probably a woman that wrote this, right?
A teenager.
Yeah.
Rang our doorbell at approximately 8:39 p.m.
Oh, so late.
And then quickly ran away.
Oh, no. Never heard of that.
While I realized later that it might have been intended as a prank.
It was.
I find this behavior inappropriate.
I find the way you read that inappropriate. What are you doing? That should have been read as like a Karen. That
was probably not. No, see, we're making it spicy. Oh, we're making it spicy. We're making it fun.
Okay. I need someone to put an owl box up. Anyone?
I'm lonely and I just need an owl box put up.
I need an owl. What is an owl box?
Maybe a box to have owls?
I don't know.
Roost in?
We put like this like statue of an owl that's supposed to scare
birds
away from pooping on your deck.
Well, we've this that. Would be the opposite. You would want owls to nest in this.
Okay.
So she just is lonely and needs an owl box.
Can you help me put this together?
Can we make it spicy? These are next door or ring notifications. Traffic on Springdale? Anyone know what's going on?
I love it when people like, there are some really, really informative when people say, hey, there's an accident just up the road. Just be aware.
Yeah.
You know, that's helpful.
Sure.
That's helpful.
Traffic.
But, you know, if you haven't been out and you just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do?
There's just a little greeting to your neighbors. Happy Catter Day, everyone. Picture of a cat.
Okay, all right. We needed the picture of the cat. We needed that.
It's a Catter Day.
Happy Catter Day.
It's not Saturday.
No.
It's Catter Day.
All right. Can we make it spicy? Wagner is doing too much. I'm trying to relax and drink wine. Wagner is doing too much.
What is Wagner?
Probably next
the
to
school?
A football. Probably next to the football stadium or something.
Oh dang it!
Just trying to relax and drink wine for goodness sakes. Come
There's
on.
There's going to be activity there. Yeah. Yes, for sure. Oh, this is another. This doesn't sound like a really happy post.
Okay, but hey, we're making it spicy. All right.
I have audio of you dogs barking 24/4. not the whole week.
Not 24/7. No. And, 4 days out of the week.
Yeah. And grammar's not a strong suit.
I have audio of you dogs.
Yep.
You dogs. You dirty dogs. I got audio of you.
Doesn't sound like they're happy about it. Yeah.
Can we make it spicy? What is that smell?
Oh, gosh. See, that feels different when you say it like that.
A little bit.
I don't think it was good smell.
No.
But when you say it like that.
Might
change the meaning.
All right, couple more.
Anyone here to bangs around 9:15 near Holiday Manor?
Hey, if Holiday Manor's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Okay. I don't think I want to know.
Is there a concert somewhere in Middletown?
I cannot.
I hear it so loud and it piked my interest.
It piked my interest.
This person just wants to be a part of this concert, whatever it is.
I'm having FOMO. What's going
on?
I feel like I need to be there. What's happening?
Piked the interest.
It piked the interest.
All right, there we are. We made it spicy.
Oh.
Tried at least.
Should we apologize to Usher?
No.
I feel like we should.
He's fine. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. All right. How about we get to a couple clickbait headlines? These are the headlines that you see that you're like, oh, man, these are probably clickbait.
And I'm just going to roll past it. But Ben and Kelly will click on it for me.
That's right. That's what you've known to trust us to do.
Uh-huh.
So we do that. Lamp theory explains why it's so hard to find a good partner.
Lamp theory?
The lamp theory.
I might have to investigate that.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what's a lamp theory? And this originated from a British journalist called Louise. And it's kind of asking about... Is finding a good partner like finding a lamp?
Finding a good partner is like finding a good lamp.
Okay, so...
How so?
Yep, explain.
When you're furnishing your first apartment, you don't really have that many standards for the lamp besides provides light and doesn't cost too much.
Okay.
Sure, so, I'll agree with that. Right. I don't even know if I had a lamp when I first started.
Ah, right.
You'll probably buy the first one you see. Fast forward, though, if you spend 10 years curating an aesthetic, building your house, now it really does matter what the lamp looks like.
Okay. So are you starting to pick up the analogy between the lamp and a partner?
Right. You're paying a little bit more attention and getting a little bit more picky.
Yeah, because you know now what you like, what your personality type is like. You know more about yourself.
There's a lot more in your life and in your home that can clash with it. You might really have trouble just taking one off the shelf, and that's what it's like to date as you get older. You're trying to find someone more successful than yourself, which just gets harder the higher and higher up you go.
All right, so that's the lamp theory. So basically, when you're just starting out, you're just going to grab whatever lamp works. Like literally,
that'll do. It gives me light.
Yes, it illuminates my room. That's why I'm choosing this lamp. But then once you buy a house or you get a condo or you know, just...
You start to have decor.
That's right.
You start to have a taste.
Right, right. And now your taste then helps dictate what sort of lamp you buy. So...
Okay.
I guess that makes sense.
It does. I don't know if I needed to think about it like that, but sure, why not?
All right.
Second one, the states that have the most gold diggers.
Oh, yeah. Indiana's on this list.
A company looked into which state has the most gold diggers, people trying to marry just for the wealth. Florida, uh-huh. Nevada, and Indiana have the most.
That's right.
Vermont and Nebraska have the least. Interesting.
Least gold diggers. Is that... Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. I don't know where Kentucky fell on it, but yeah, Indiana made the list of most gold diggers. Other states on the list, New York, Colorado, Georgia, Tennessee also on that. They combined the whole dating app behaviors, online searches, phrases like sugar daddy.
Oh, wow.
Sugar mommy.
Oh, wow.
Marry rich.
Okay, then.
Yeah. So.
Are people literally putting that out there and saying that's exactly what they're looking for?
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess so.
All right.
So.
Bold move.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, again, if you know what you like, going back to the lamp theory.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
But if you're the lamp, do you want to, like, have it be obvious that's why they're with you?
You're like,
I'm thinking about the lamps in this one.
Listen, I was $12 at Walmart. I understand. I'm not going to be a forever lamp. I'm just a lamp to get you from here to there.
I'm not at the hoity-toity lamp store.
But you know what? Everyone needs those types of lamps.
Yes, and there's a house for every lamp.
Yes!
Yes!
All right, there's a couple clickbait headlines for you on 99.7. All right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $35,000 worth of salsa, you're doing okay.
Why are we stealing that much salsa? Are we planning a very big party?
Right, exactly. It's like, oh, I got all these chips. What am I going to do?
Well, I need salsa.
Right.
And now, Sam's Club doesn't sell that much.
We might be in the... It was mistaken for something else because it was a truck.
Okay.
It was a truck and a trailer stolen about a week ago, packed with $35,000 worth of salsa.
They may or may not have known what was in the truck.
Listen, but the truck was abandoned. The trailer, though, and salsa, still missing. So,
oh, yeah. Well, then once they figured it out, like,
they're like, you know what? This salsa ain't bad.
This works.
How long? What's the shelf life on it? I think we're good.
Let's invite the neighborhood over. Let's have a big party.
I know. So, like, people are still unsure if it was bad intel. Like, the thieves were like, hey, this is going to be a truck full of diamonds. And then it's salsa.
Or money or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It was a crime opportunity. And they, like, the salsa delivery guy jumps out of the semi to go take a leak on the side of the road, and they're like, hey, there he is. He left his entire semi running. And
sucks to suck.
It's
ours now.
See ya. Right, exactly. Or maybe they were hoping it was something a little bit more valuable, but nonetheless, hopefully they're super into salsa.
Okay.
Because they got a lot of it.
Can you recover that? I mean, and then what if you do? Let's say we find the perps. We find the salsa.
Yeah.
Can you resell salsa?
Listen. If the quality seal hasn't been activated or deactivated,
then do we slap a manager's special sticker on it?
You know what? If people don't know, maybe we still sell it at cost.
Extra hot.
Extra hot because it literally was. Yes. Get hands on this stolen salsa.
It may not be spicy. It might be mild, but it's hot.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and who's going to sit there, like, what grocery chain, some rando off the street comes in, hey, so you want to buy, like, 4 cases of salsa? They're going to be like, well, who are you? What distributor are you? You're not our normal distributor. And how did you get this salsa? No, I found it.
Maybe if you start seeing some Facebook Marketplace posts
for cases and cases of salsa.
Cases of salsa.
Hey, maybe I bought too much for a party. Yeah, that's
it. For an officer, we set up a little sting transaction just to check.
I accidentally bought too much for my nephew's.
That's what it was.
Birthday party. That's what it was.
It's over. I want to share the wealth because
my niece is quinceañera. Right? We were gonna have a big themed party for my niece's quinceañera, and
I would just
here's
say
the
troll.
Thing.
Yeah. Troll Facebook Marketplace, maybe. Yeah.
All right. So, anyways,
I don't know what you do because how else do you make money?
Yeah,
off the stolen goods. Isn't that the whole point of stealing?
That's
stuff?
That's the whole point of stealing stuff, is what I thought. Right. So again, that's your Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $35,000 worth of salsa, you're doing okay. Okay.
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX. Sabrina Carpenter is the only feature on Taylor Swift's record-breaking The Life of a Showgirl album, 99.7 DJX. The title track, The Life of the Showgirl, she's on it with her. Now, people are noticing something about that song specifically. That there is an uncanny resemblance to the Jonas Brothers' Cool. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play for you a little bit of both songs, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to play for you the beginnings of both songs at the same time. So you're going to hear Cool and you're going to hear The Life of the Showgirl
mashed together.
I'm feeling so cool. Top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do.
Now, that's not just Cool. Cool starts off like
there's
that.
There's two songs in there?
Yeah, there's two songs in there.
Oh.
Damn it, I'm feeling so cool. Yeah.
Her name was Kitty.
Okay, see, that is the start of The Life of the Showgirl.
Okay.
Okay, so now, the hooks. Listen to the hooks.
And she said to me, hey, thank you for the lovely bouquet. You're sweeter than a peach, but you don't know the life of a showgirl, babe. And you live it up because you're so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now, if nothing else, one, The Life of the Showgirl is a great song. It sounds great. If nothing else,
and so is Cool. That's
a great
song, too.
I feel like this is actually going to benefit the Jonas Brothers a little bit because people are going to start streaming and downloading Cool now, which was 6 years old.
But if we know anything about these sorts of things, when songs sound super similar, there usually ends up with a lawsuit. Now, don't peg the Jonas Brothers as being one to come after Taylor Swift.
And she did. And I guess for those of you who bought the album, I didn't buy the album. I listened to the album. I didn't buy it, though. But she has in her liner notes credits. And she has, she has sample credits and she has credits. And so I don't know.
Did she credit them?
That's a great question. I don't know, but she did.
Maybe she should.
Yeah, well, if she didn't already.
I feel like she should. Thanks, Jonas Brothers, for the great inspiration.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
They
marry
together perfectly.
They do. So I don't know. Check out Jonas Brothers Cool. And then The Life of the Showgirl. That is Life of a Showgirl. That is Sabrina Carpenter and Taylor's song there on 99.7 DJX. I mean, she's breaking all sorts of records. Number one movie, number one album, number one single, 99.7 DJX. Missed the show. We did get an update from our listener Carrie, who her ex-fiance who had moved away after they had gotten back together is back in town. And so yeah, she was like, what do I accept his coffee invitation? Yeah, exactly.
Yes, because she was wondering, what if the universe is bringing us back together?
Bring it back together. Yes, right.
Maybe we're supposed to end up together after all this, all the things. We, all the majority of us in our peanut gallery kind of said, no, girl, you have done a lot of work to get to the point where you are moving on.
Yes.
You could potentially ruin all that.
Yes.
And the fact I really was fixated on the fact that the second time that they broke up is he left her for the job instead of saying, we can try. Let's keep this going long distance.
That was weird because, you know, I know you've tried doing long distance before.
Yes.
I was successful at a long distance relationship. Ended up marrying the woman, mm-hmm. and you know, for people that you care about and for the right people, even if you're just dating someone, I feel like you try.
Yes.
You don't just say.
You don't just use that as an excuse.
Especially if she was your fiance.
Yeah.
Like you say, yeah, let's try to do this long distance. If you're not going to be able to like move with me right away, let's.
Right. I get it. She didn't want to move. Maybe they talked about that and he just thought, well, there's no point then because you're not willing to move. But I feel like you still try for a little bit and then maybe minds might change. as far as like, okay, we can't keep doing this and I don't want to lose you.
Right.
So let's figure it out.
So we did get an update from her. She allowed us to give her a call this morning.
Her voice had indicated that I thought she was going to go.
Yeah, you're right. You even said, you're like,
yep.
You seemed like when we talked to you last.
Almost like she'd made up her mind. That she was just hoping to hear some other people say,
yeah, girl, do it. Do it. So anyways, you can hear that update, WDJX.com, tap listen. What else, Kelly?
Much on the website. You can always catch up and follow up. We post a lot of that there at WDJX.com. So yeah.
All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.